Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, I would love to tell you today about Kevin and Rachel Lowe, who are new missionaries with BIMI, but already on the field serving in the country of Belize. And they say thank you for faithfully praying for our family and partnering with us as we serve the Lord in Belize. Looking back over the past few months, I've been reminded that God often opens the greatest opportunities to share the gospel through the ordinary moments of everyday life. The Lord allowed us to share the gospel with many people throughout southern Belize. We gave out Bibles and gospel tracts to those searching for truth. I received my temporary work permit, my Belize driver's license, and Social Security card. Please pray that Rachel's dependent permit will be approved soon. And then we helped build the new Grace Baptist Church in Dongria alongside the BIMI claim team. And we also completed phase two of Missionary Candidate School and enjoyed reporting to our sending churches. And we're preparing for Vacation Bible School, Teen Rally, Summer Camp, Community Outreach. You know, some people wonder what missionaries do, and I wish they could go with me to different places and see them at work. But back to the Lowe's news. One of my greatest joys has been seeing how the Lord creates divine appointments. Whether stopping to put air in a tire, waiting at the DMV, driving to the airport, or simply running errands, God has faithfully opened doors to share Christ. Please pray for Phyllis, who requested a Bible after hearing the gospel, and for Calvin and Andy and Carlos and Mikael and Thurman and many others who've heard the gospel message of salvation. One conversation especially encouraged me. After giving Mr. P.C. Tilly, a police officer, a ride to the bus junction, he shared that he would be interested in a Bible study in Hopkins Bay. And that's the very community where Rachel and I have been praying about planting a church. It was a wonderful reminder that God is already preparing hearts. And the Lord gave us the privilege of helping construct the new church building in Dongria, though the work was physically demanding in the Belize heat. It was exciting to help build a place where the gospel will be preached for years to come. And then Rachel continues to be a tremendous blessing. She faithfully teaches the Flyers Club each Thursday evening, serves in Sunday school, investing God's word into the lives of children every week. We're preparing for the future by studying Spanish, praying for opportunities to practice the language, and we continue practicing the guitar while I seek opportunities to volunteer as a nurse. And we pray that the Lord will use all these skills to open even more doors for the gospel. Several things that the Lowe's request that we pray for them about, and here they are. Pray for salvation for those who've heard the gospel already. Pray that Rachel's dependent permit will be approved very soon. Pray for wisdom as we seek the Lord's direction regarding Hopkins Bay and, of course, the planting of a new church there. Pray for growth in Spanish and for opportunities to serve through nursing. Then also pray for God's blessing on all of our activities we're involved in. And then pray for our new Central American Missions Director, Bill and Lynn Norton, as they begin serving missionaries throughout the region. And of course, if you know, our director, Terry Jones, went to heaven. I served as Central American Director for 3 months, but Brother Norton, I tell him, he saved my life. He and his wife are now the directors for that part of the world.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.